from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we are back here from the Cedar Bucket, Prentice Ossip Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And before we talk to Coach Steve Carson, I want to remind you, Monday night it's the IDST's Primetime Sports Scene starting at 6. And we've got some guests. 6 o'clock, Dennis Weaver and Murphy Fair will be there, and not necessarily in any particular order. Then Tom Crager will join us on the second half of the second hour and talking some football. It's our pre-season Monday night special football, and Coach Carson has already had a lot of preseason. He's probably more than you want, but
I wish we had a little bit more.
Been working hard, and that seems to be the consensus of everybody. And you have to deal with heat. You have to deal with heat restrictions, and then I guess you check your email every day and see whether you can practice or not. And last few days have been cooperative, though.
I was really worried going into the first week of school. I think we've had one day where we had to go out late. And then the other days we've gone out on time and been able to stay out the full amount. So we've been really fortunate in that respect.
I guess the word's interesting, Steve. I know you've had a good preseason, as you guys always do. Your coaching staff is second to none, I think, in anywhere around in the area. How are you looking? I know that you are looking for a quarterback to step up, somebody that's going to take over the reins and lead this club this year. And I guess that's your number one priority up to this point.
Well, we found out the first part of the summer that we're going to have to find a quarterback this year. And we've worked four guys there, and two have kind of risen to the top. DJ Higgins is probably going to get the start Friday night. And Nathan Jernigan, our tailback and linebacker, Mike Linebacker, he'll get some snaps at quarterback. But they've kind of risen to the top, and they'll do a good job. I'm excited for them, excited for our team, and they've responded well. We've thrown a bunch at them, and they've done a good job.
Everything's one on the line, and how are you looking in terms of graduation and what's coming back next year? Because, as the old saying is, you win them in the trenches, that kind of thing. But offensive line, defensive line, what's the prognosis up to this point?
Well, that was a concern of ours going into the season. We had to replace some good players last year, some guys that really played hard. And so that was a concern. The guys that have stepped up there have really responded well. Coach Fiveass does just an incredible job with both sides of the line of scrimmage, he's got them ready. Some of the new guys, Austin Tucker's returning starter, Patrick Toussaint's returning starter, and that's all we had up front. Brian Sutherland is our left tackle, Isaac Lovern's our left guard. And a junior named Jason Griffith. Those guys have really worked hard through the off season. They had a good spring and a great summer. And these 4 or 5 weeks of fall camp, they've gotten better every day. And so I feel comfortable with what we got there.
Steve Carson's our guest, head coach of Eagleville Eagles. And Steve, one thing I think that you've established since you've been there is winning, and I know you've wanted to win more games than you have, but the confidence that these guys have, I think it's really something that you've really worked hard. Do you feel like that has been accomplished, or is there still work to be done?
Well,
out there?
We haven't won as many games as we'd like to. We're averaging just over 4 wins a season, which is not what any of us wants, not what I want, what none of the assistant coaches wants, not what Coach Tollett and those guys want. What I think what I think me and our staff, what we've been able to do is there's been some pride instilled in our program. And, it matters now about how we do things and when we do things and being responsible for things. And You know, I wished I could take, you know, I can't even take half the credit there. We've got four other coaches that are just do a phenomenal job in not just coaching their positions and being a good football coach, but being good mentors to these kids and like I say, holding them accountable to what it means to play football for Eagle.
You had some really big wins last year and kind of propelled you. You're looking to get over that hump of five wins, though. You would love an 8-3 season or a 7-4 would be unbelievable for that program, would it not? I mean, it's just that's what you're looking for.
That would be obviously that'd be nice. You know, it'd be nice anywhere. You know, eight wins is good for any program, no matter who you are. And but we, you know, we're not looking at. You know, trying to look at what our final record is going to be this year. We just want to we got a jamboree tonight. We want to get in and out of that thing healthy and hopefully, you know, get us a win against a good 3A Westmoreland team.
You know, it's so hard at a smaller schools, and we're going to talk about this because I know everybody asks you this, is the depth situation. Do you have people that, if you had some injuries, you can count on to rely on and make some switches?
It just depends on where those injuries happen. We are if the injuries happen up front, we've got bodies to put in there, but they're just not ready to go. We think next year, toward the end of this year, they might be. That's what we fear the most is getting any injuries up front. That's that would hurt us. That would hurt us bad.
The when you talk about quarterback situation, and Nathan has played a lot, and Higgins. So are you? What are your expectations there? I guess are you want them just control the pace of the game and make good decisions,
you know,
basically?
You know, I don't want them. They don't have to go out and win a game for us.
And that was kind of your philosophy even with Brian and down the road. It's always been that way, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's had to be that way, you know. but it's a we just want them to go out and handle the offense, control the huddle, get us in and out, and just do the things that they've been coached to do. We don't want them to, you know, be an athlete. When it's a chance to make an athletic play, make it, you know. You know, just do what just operate the offense. The little things like you know, getting our signals and make sure we're formations right. You know, communicating the play to the huddle. You know, and then getting us to the line of scrimmage and getting all that off in, you know, in 24 seconds is for someone who is you know, the two guys that be playing quarterback that just have never played quarterback before. So next Friday night will be their first out ever under center.
And I don't want to put you on the spot about games and situations, but do you see them both getting some snaps then in that first game?
Well,
just
I think
to
so.
Try to get
I
it
think
in?
Definitely. Well, DJ, I get most of them.
Yeah. The more reps, the better.
And Nathan, but Nathan's going to have to get some because he's, you know, he's, you know, he can do some things there that,
and of course,
the DJ can't.
These guys play both sides a lot more, maybe than in the bigger schools.
DJ will play some on defense, but Nathan is our, you know, he's been our defensive player of the year the last 2 years, and so he's got to play every snap on defense. He would be what I would call our leader on the defense.
And you have to kind of take that in consideration.
Well, you know, that's,
you know, how many snaps he gets at quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You play Westmoreland. And you are actually, I guess everybody's at home this week. I didn't realize that, but I guess it unveils the Bill Tollett era in terms of Eagleville. And Westmoreland's 4-16. What do they bring? What do you expect from them?
Well, everything I've been able to gather on them and from their coach and from other people and whatnot there, Coach Kelly was really built some tradition there and for a long time. He's been there 25, 26 years. He got out of coaching, was going to settle in, and they brought a new guy in, and things didn't work out for whatever reason. He came back last year right before the season started. So, you know, I expect them to be fundamentally sound. I expect them to play hard. I expect them to have, a good game plan, and they'll be, you know, they're a tough opening game opponent. Also, that they're, you know, they're about twice as big as we are. You know, they're a 3A school, and so I expect it to be a handful. But I, you know, I expect our kids to respond and hustle and play hard and do all those things that we, you know, emphasize every day. You know, it's out hitting, out working, out hustling, out efforting. You do those things, and you give yourself a chance.
You know, Coach, that's one thing I can say about the Coach Carson regime at Eagleville. They've always come prepared for the most part. I can't remember you ever coming in saying they weren't ready to play maybe once.
They haven't spit the bit out very much.
Yeah.
But again, that's, you know, you can say it's Coach Carson era, whatever, but it's the it's the Eagleville staff's era. I mean, those guys that work with me, they do a ton, and they are at times probably more responsible for some of that than I am.
Well, you're very humble. I know that, but you always have been. But let me talk a little non-football question before I let you go today. Bill Tollett, named the principal of Eagleville. Coach Rhonda
that was
Holton,
shocking, too.
Rhonda Holton was one of the biggest supporters in football. But Bill understands, because he was a coach, and I know people sometimes go, well, you know, old coaches make administrators. Well, they do. I'm sitting here. I'm one of them, too. But they do, in your perspective, they do understand. And the operations of football, the money situation, all those kind of things, how to run a program. He's done that as an athletic director. How important is that to your football program?
Well, I mean, he's – I know that – and I had this same with Ms. Holton, too. I don't
right.
want to sound like that I didn't, because Ms. Holton was
150% yes,
behind
yes.
every sport out there. But knowing that you have that still with Coach Tollett, it's just comforting knowing that that he understands when you go to him about a question or a problem, that he's been there and done that, and he's normally got pretty good advice for me. And
is he still going to be the PA announcer sometimes? I mean, he's still going to do that, or
no?
He's going to relinquish that role.
No, he told me the other day that he's still going to be sitting at the front gate when everybody comes in. He said that's just what he does.
Yeah.
And Coach Tollett's been out there for close to 20 years, I guess, he loves. He just loves Eagle, and when you have a genuine care like that for your school, he's going to do what's best for it in every aspect.
And a unique situation at Eagle. I mean, there's not many K-12 schools,
especially
in our county. So
right.
In fact, there's one.
Right.
So it makes for somebody to understand that. Well, Coach, we wish you a lot of luck, and I know you're going to have them playing hard each and every week. And good luck against Westmoreland, and I hope a big crowd comes out.
I hope so, too. And, if we can the Eagleville fans, the Eagleville people, they understand when a team's out there and playing hard and playing with courage and playing with integrity, they understand that, and they see that. And I think as long as we do that, we'll have, a nice crowd.
And if you want good food, good football – and you could drive out 99 and you look out and it's like the Field of Dreams. And so it's like I always see that every time.
Right.
It kind of gives you goosebumps when you see
yeah.
that field lighten up out at Eagleville. Coach, as always, good to see you. Good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Coach Steve Carson, the Eagleville Eagles, they're taking on Westmoreland. And, again, if you want to see some good football, head out to Eagleville on Friday night at 7:30. And we're going to try to make